Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, October 12th, broadcast live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. As always, Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 a.m. Central Time, and the video auction will start at 8 a.m. Central Time on the 12th of October. 17,700 head in the offering this go-round, including 2,700 yearling steers, 1,600 yearling heifers, 8,200 weaned calves, and 3,700 calves on cows with 1,200 head of bred stock. If you want details about when an estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to the website superiorlivestock.com or call for more information at 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's next video auction coming up on the 12th of October. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, live and feeder futures staged open higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and bullish cash news. The hog contract seems set to open on a mixed basis today, with the furs holding up better than the nearbys. The cattle market watchers put in plenty of overtime last week, but were ultimately rewarded by greater packer spending late on Friday. Such success will no doubt encourage feedlot managers to price ready cattle several dollars higher this week. Activity today will be limited to the collection of new show lists. We expect the new offerings to be somewhat larger than last week. Live and feeder futures again expected to open on a firm basis today. The cash hog trade should open the market this morning with steady to firm bids. The impressive recovery seen last week is expected to continue, at least for a while. Processing margins remain excellent, and the early October numbers seem more manageable. And again, the hog futures should open on a mixed basis, with nearby contracts losing ground to deferred. Well, grain prices caught a light lift on Friday over potentially widespread harvest delays as rain continued through the weekend in Midwestern forecasts. Also, a metaphorical calm before the storm in play, with the next potential market disruptors not arriving until maybe tomorrow and Thursday, when the next USDA crop progress and WASDE reports are released. The wheat prices found support from technical buying and short covering on Friday. December Chicago soft red winter wheat prices added about 2 3/4 cents. Closing at 443 and a half. December Kansas City was up another 2 cents, closing at $4.36. Minneapolis spring wheat prices took a midweek deep but ended nearly where it started, opening trading Monday at 622 and a half and closing Friday 622 and a quarter. Corn prices finished with barely any movement, with December futures picking up a half cent, closing at 3.5 cents. And soybean prices got another small weather boost due to conditions in the U.S. and Argentina and Brazil. Too wet here, too dry in Brazil. We'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On our cattle futures, October live cattle up 87 cents, 111.02. December up 87 cents, 116.92. October feeder cattle up 37 cents, 153.95. November up 90 cents, 155.75. The December hogs down 187 at 60.92. February down 105 at 66.55. Kansas City wheat, December up 2.5 cents, 436 3/4. March up 2 3/4 at 454 3/4. Chicago wheat, December was up 2 3/4 at 443.5. March up to March up 3 1/4 cents at 462 3/4. December corn up a half penny at 350. March up 3/4 at 363 1/4. November soy up 4 cents, 972 1/4. January up 4 cents at 983. And December cotton down 17, 68.67. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.